We're in Brachot, we're up to Hey Amud Aleph, two lines above the Aleph in brackets in the Bach, four words before the end of the line, Amarava, Amarav Schora, about 18 lines from the bottom of the page, 20 lines from the bottom of the page. Amarava, Amarav Schora, Amarav Huna. And we're entering Sugiya, one of the famous Sugiyot that are very difficult philosophically. The sugiya of Yisurin Shel Ahava. There are multiple understandings as to what's written here. The understandings range, the range is very big. Rashi says that Yisurin Shel Ahava means that Hashem will give a person afflictions in this world without any sins, to give him more wages in the world to come, more than his merits. Meaning a person has a number of merits that entitles him to so much in the world to come, and through afflictions he merits more. On the simple level, that's difficult to comprehend. On a deeper level, perhaps, when a person contends with challenges in this world, he becomes a different person, and then he is entitled to more in the world to come. Meaning growth can happen from one of two ways, either by developing ourselves or contending with the hardships of life. The afflictions that a person contends with, as difficult as they are, they breed growth. A person is a different person. That's one possible understanding here. And there are others. But being that we're learning 5 minutes a night and we try to cover ground, so that you could explore in the Ein Yaakov class where we learned this and in other sources. So Rava says in the name of Schor, in the name of Huna, Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo, whoever Hashem desires, that's a funny word to use with regard to Hashem, Middako v'gisurin, God afflicts him with afflictions. Shenem Al, as the verse says, V'Hashem Chafetz Dako Echeli, Yechol Afilu Lo Kibla Me'avai, you think even if a person doesn't accept the afflictions with love, that this would be the case, Tilmod Lomav, so the verse teaches us, Im Tasim Hashem Nafsho, only if he takes it like an Asham sacrifice, Ma Hashem Ledat, of Yisurin Ledat. Just like the Asham sacrifice is something that a person does of his own volition, so do these afflictions have to be with a person's agreement, with a person's consent. Vim Kibla Me'avan, if a person accepted them with love, Mascharo, what are his wages? Well, that's the continuation of the psukim there. Yirei zera, yarech yamim. He will see his seed. He will have longevity. Ve'lo odeh la'shetalmudo mitkeyem biyado. Not only that, but his learning is sustained in his hand. Shenemar, the verse says, ve'cheftzo Hashem biyado yitzlach. The desire of God will be successful in his hand. So he will succeed in his Torah study. And he will succeed in his family. And he will succeed in his life. He will have longevity if he accepts it with love. Okay. Pligi bar Yaakov Baridi and Rav Acha bar Chanina. Rav Yaakov Baridi and Rav Acha bar Chanina had an argument. Chad amar ilu em yisurin shel ahava. One said, the following is the definition of afflictions that stem from love. Kol she'en behem bitul Torah. If the afflictions do not cause him to lose time of learning Torah, that's an indication. It must have that factor. Shenemar, the verse says, Ashrei hagever she'tiyasrenu ka'a umitorat chatelamdeinu. Praised is a person who you afflict God and you keep teaching him from your Torah. So if the afflictions do not get in the way of his Torah study, that's a sign that they're Yisurin Shel Ahava. And one said, Elohim Yisurin Shel Ahava. The following is an all-important factor in Yisurim Shel Ahava, afflictions of love. Kol Shein Behem Bitul Tefillah. Any afflictions that do not cause a person to stop from praying. Shneimar, the verse says, Baruch Elokim shelo asir tfilati bechasdo meiti. Blessed is Hashem who did not remove my prayer and his kindness from me. So you see that the prayer is a key factor. So long as you could keep praying, then the afflictions stem from chasdo, from God's kindness. Amalu Rabbi Abba b'reid Rebchia bar Abba. Rabbi Abba said, Nani, the son of Rabbi Chia bar Abba said to him, this is what my father, Rav Chia bar Abba, said. I'm Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan. Elu ve'elu yisurin shel ahava, and they are both afflictions of love. Shneimar, the verse says, Ki et asher yehav Hashem yochiach. Hashem afflicts those that he loves. So that encompasses both. It can encompass either one. What does it mean? And you'll teach him from your Torah. Al tikri telamdenu ela telamdenu. The following concept can be derived from the Torah. Don't read the verse that the verse says praises the one that God afflicts and teaches him Torah, but rather, and this concept can be learned from the Torah. Kal v'chomer mishen v'ayin, fortiori from shen and ayin, mashen v'ayin shen echad mevrav shel adam, eved yotze ben lechirut, a tooth or an eye, the Torah says, if a master knocks out the eye or the tooth of a non-Jewish slave. So then he goes free over the tooth or the eye. So that's one limb, one tooth. Yisurin shememakin kol gufo shel adam, afflictions that really cleanse the whole body of the human being. They affect all of him. Al achat kama v'chama, how more so that they will free a person. If a person goes out of bondage because one tooth was knocked out, certainly a person goes out of bondage of the spiritual bondage, that he can advance spiritually if there are afflictions that encompass his whole life, his whole body. And this is the concept of Reish Lakish Torah. There is a covenant said with regard to salt and with regard to afflictions. It says the word, it's called the salt of the covenant. So you see, just like salt doesn't go bad, so to the covenant, there's some kind of covenant with salt. And then after the tochacha, after the curses, God says, this is the covenant I made with you. So you see, the afflictions that are enumerated in the tochacha, in the warning, God says, and if you don't obey the Torah, the following afflictions can come. So then it says, this is the covenant. You see, they're both called the covenant. Mabrit amu b'merach, merach mematek tabasal. Just like the covenant with salt, salt sweetens the meat. It makes the meat taste better. Even though salt on its own, you taste it, it tastes bad. But with the meat, that's how you have good meat. Also, the covenant with afflictions. Ordinarily, you look at the afflictions from a side. You look at them objectively. You say, that's terrible. But when you look at it, just like the salt with the meat makes it better, so too the afflictions make the person much better. And it cleanses him, all the sins, it cleanses all the sins of the human being.